Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we're super happy to have you here. And if you've been listening and enjoying for a while, I would be super grateful if you would please take a moment to give us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's one of the best and simplest ways to pay it forward and help others find the show so that they too can tap into the powerful perspectives and positive vibrations we are collectively emanating. The other unique and magical way to share this show is by sending any friends you think would benefit from listening to this podcast our Game with the Universe link at positivehead.com/game. Also listed in the show notes, which will serve them up a quote-unquote random episode when they click it. Just instruct them before clicking the link to close their eyes for a moment and sincerely ask the universe to cue up the episode that contains the insight and perspectives that they most need to hear at this point in their life journey, and then click to listen to whatever episode is synchronistically served up to them. I have heard time and time again from people about the incredible results they received playing the game. So just tell your friends, magical results are guaranteed or their karma back. All right, all you positive heads, welcome, welcome. Here we grow again. I am so grateful to be here with you on this terrific Tuesday. And I'm especially grateful because I'm not alone. I have the lovely Karis Melina Brown here with me to help steer the ship. Karis, hello.
Hello, hello. Nice to be here and
nice
see
to
you.
Have me.
No, nice to have you in my
nice
life.
Nice to have each other.
And nice to feel all the pee heads. Every time I come on here, I always feel the web activate. I'm always like, hi guys, did you Reiki? Did you love?
Oh, it's so great. Doesn't Karis have like the best voice ever?
Oh,
aren't you all just like instantly mesmerized? I think I'm going to just start doing episodes like, what is it, ASMR?
Oh, yeah, the whispers. Whisper. It's so fun.
The whisper episodes with Karis. They're coming soon to a podcast near you. And for those of you who haven't caught Karis before, if you go to positivehead.com, I didn't realize how many times you've been on over the last couple years. So it looks like there's about four or five episodes. So if you guys go to positivehead.com, you search Karis's name is spelled C-H-A-R-I-S, like charismatic, which she is. And you can get more Karis magic in your life. But so let's just dive in, shall we? I love it when you're on and I can have someone to sort of choose the path that you want to go down, and you actually chose a path, and we had a little bit of a synchronicity with it. What do you know? Put on your surprise face, everyone. So, Karis, what do you want to talk about?
Leveling up.
Leveling up. So, just before this, okay, so you guys know I always play music at the end, and I do choose what I'm going to play before I record, and I was thinking, what do I want to play out of everyone that we have I basically have a license to play, and I thought of this artist, D-Rock the Menace, who I've never played before, and I just love his, like, hip-hop artist and very, like, conscious, like, very entertaining, super cool. I definitely have a feeling this guy's going to, like, go places. And his career is relatively in the early stages. But I had just played a couple songs, and one of them was called Level Up. You didn't even know that was the one. I was like, okay, out of these two, which one do you like? And then you chose one. You actually chose the other one because they're both really good. And then you told me you wanted to talk about leveling up. I'm like, do you realize that's the name of the song I just played you? Like, we got to play that one. So that'll come at the end here.
Yeah. You were like, I was waffling between the two because I actually liked the other one better because it was more of a jam. I had thought to myself, let's play him something they can bop out to. But then it was absolutely Leveling Up. And he said, well, you know, the name of the other one is Leveling Up. And I had no clue, of course.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. And so, okay. Oh, and there was even more synchronicity because she said waffling how did it all come up? So last night I'm talking to Dalian, who, you know, we talk every day. He had us the podcast. You guys remember him from the early episodes where he was a co-host, regular co-host.
And I was talking to him, and somehow it came up something about me waffling. And then I was even going to send him a little meme of a waffle. And then I'm searching for what episodes Karis is in. And one of the things that came up when I searched the name Karis was from an episode, a P-Head Posse episode with Brandon Waffle something. I forget his last name. And I was like, hold on, what is it talking about here? So it's just been like multi-layered synchronicities. Karis always brings the magic. And let's talk about all the leveling up that is happening. It seems like there is a major amount of leveling up happening on so many levels for so many people. What is your multidimensional magical take on it all?
Well, it seems to me that we're at a huge crux point, a fork in the road, a bunch of different splits happening. It happens every few years that I feel, because all this stuff is cyclical in nature. But everywhere I look, people are choosing. And it's not like this necessarily comes at some deep moment of decision. Usually afterwards, you can look back and see it was that. Mm-hmm. But at the time, it might just feel a little more intense. You probably feel more challenged. Maybe you're really tired right now. All these other kinds of things going on. And when you spread out your multidimensional awareness, so activate your clair senses, your clair sight, your clair smell, your clair senses, you can feel that all of the timelines going out right now, we're kind of at a fork in the road place where a lot of things come together. So that means that we all have decisions to make subtly, but they're there in our lives. You don't have to go find them. They will definitely find you. And we're being asked, do you want to do the things you've been doing? Do you want to make what you've been making? Do you want to have the relationships that you've been having? Or do you want to try this new thing?
Level up.
Level up. Which means you have to let go of the things, which is often the hardest, especially for all you light workers.
All the comfortable
identities.
Yep.
But I'm a helper. But I like to help people, so therefore I hang out with people who drain me or whatever
right.
And then you get to see what I see in a lot of folks is a juxtaposition of what reality am I voting for with my actions? Am I voting for the one that I work from obligation, fear, codependency, or am I stepping into the one where I'm a sovereign, cool, happy being, and so is everyone else that I allow in my sphere?
You know, it comes to mind, and I think I referenced this on yesterday's episode or recently. There's a guy who's coming on as a soul share guest in probably a month or so. You'll hear the episode, and I was checking out his work, and this guy Jason Estes, and it was really fascinating hearing him talk about, you know, him tapping into the different sort of crux points. And one of the things he was saying that I want to say, you know, right now as we record this, it's what, April 9th? He was saying like towards the end of April, there's a date that like people are going to go into this whole nother level vibrationally. And then he was saying, I think in July, there's another point. And then in January, there's a third one. January 2020 of these level up points and that are kind of coming. And it's interesting when you think of things happening in sort of, you know, okay, there's crux points. There's certain moments where energetically something is happening. And opposite side of that, you and I were talking earlier about some days just feeling really low energy for whatever. And sometimes I think we can get into like judging, why am I so low energy, or why am I tired for no reason, even though I got a lot of sleep? And it's like, you know, probably as well or better than anyone that like there's so much happening behind the scenes. And I think it's really important for people during this level up process to understand there's going to be moments that all of a sudden you're feeling certain kind of ways that you might view as wrong or bad or off. Not evolved, when really it's like, you know, learning to listen to your body and learning to listen to what's there's things going on levels and multidimensionally that you can't even really begin to wrap your brain around fully, right?
Yeah, it's important to know that just because you start to see more, that doesn't mean all your problems are going to be solved. Just because you're aware of what's going on energetically doesn't all of a sudden give you the golden key to no longer need to be in the karmic cycle, to no longer need to like deal with your shit that you manifested before. And now you're realizing, okay, it's time to harvest and restart. I definitely think that there's a lot of grounding and maturing going on in the spiritual community right now. The way that our people are evolving spiritually and multidimensionality mystically is that it's the head first. Mm-hmm. So a positive head, right? It's right. The thoughts first. And then it comes down into our emotional bodies. And then finally it comes down to our physical bodies. Mm-hmm. And you got to hang on while it's not here yet. Because back in 2012, right when all those crazy shifts were going on, I would chat with my guides every day. Specifically, I had a spot in my meditation where I'd bring them in and say, what do I need to know? And there was about a month there that mm-hmm. they said to me every single day, there is a separation going on. Watch your vibe. Mm. Watch your vibe today. You're going to get challenges. Stay high vibrational because there's a splitting happening.
Choose the right path.
Yes.
Choose the right fork in the road with yes. your vibrational response and proactive
yes.
energy.
And I never knew when it was going to be. And then finally one day they were like, nope, you're good.
Oh, wow.
And
you made it.
Yeah, and it was over. So if you're feeling one of those low energy, low vibe days, this is when we do the work. Mm. This is when we show what we really are.
Right.
Are you someone who holds a vibe? Do you have enough emotional awareness and mastery to be responsible of what you bring to a space? Are you helping create this world, or are you just reacting? That's a choice that we each have to make for ourselves, and no one can tell you whether you're doing it. You just have to choose.
Mm. Interesting. Mm. So you wrote a book recently, and you've written a few books, right?
Yeah, this is my fourth one.
Wow. So I'd love, you know, you haven't given me much of the download on that, because actually I'm just seeing you for the first time in
what, a few months.
Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah. Maybe even close to a year.
Maybe.
It's been a minute. So you're just always flitting around the planet, and I'm glad that you flitted back into my orbit here. So tell me about it's Starseed Wilding, right?
Yeah. So it's the third book in the Starseed series. And I wrote the first one back in 2011, something like that, because after I had my spiritual awakening in college, thought I was going crazy, found out that it was all synchronicity, learned about energy healing, remember my past lives, blah, 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 which is the path that I'm now on. But it was very dramatic when it happened. I thought right. I was losing my damn mind.
Right, you know? Right, right. So, and you were.
And I was. And then I got something way better. And it all works still. And no, I've never been committed or diagnosed.
I say you got to lose your mind to find your heart, essentially, yeah. to find your. It's like, I mean, what there is a quote about that. It's like, truly, you got to like lose the standard narrative, the standard mindset that mm-hmm. is considered sane. And, you know, in an insane world, you know, it's like everything's backwards here. You know, what's considered normal and sane a lot of times is like completely insane. But when everyone's adopted it, it's like then you're nuts if you're like thinking outside of that box. And mm-hmm. so it's a very tricky thing to navigate, especially, I think, for people when they're first having their awakening symptoms. Right.
Absolutely. Yeah. I feel like saying so often to people, I'm sorry, my friend, you've been brainwashed. Yeah. You've been brainwashed. Go clear your brain out. Come back and let's talk later. Yeah. It's just important to realize that life keeps going. And if you're feeling struggling, mm-hmm. then especially if there's no reason, mm-hmm. if you're feeling down one day and you look around, and you're like, my life's good. Why do I feel like this? You're probably feeling some kind of cosmic weather.
Right.
And if you're feeling
that cosmic weather, yeah.
you may be holding the weight for a lot of people, because for every person who is aware, mm-hmm. you can be in a sea of unaware people and you're the one directing the tide. Mm-hmm. Your inner rhythms are directing the tide if you're aware of them and you're holding them. Most people, we're not taught to do this, you know? Mm-hmm. So most people, unless they've had a heart call to do it or somehow are lucky enough to be around someone who just happened to teach them how, then most people are adrift like algae, just in the currents. And so if you know how to swim and direct the line, and then if you really know how to say, I know a lot of you positive heads out there are energy workers, are mm-hmm. healers. So if you know how to do this, I think it's so necessary, for instance, where you live, connect with your land. Help hold it down. Mm. Help hold the vibe high. Mm. And that's one way you can level up, because as soon as you start corresponding with your earth, then she's all of a sudden like, ah, now we can feel each other. I can support you better. Mm. I can give you better inspirations. I can connect you to the lines of synchronicity easier.
Ah, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting, interesting. And that's something that you do a lot, right? You're like really into anchoring space and holding down like energies at different, like at Burning Man, for example. I know your camp, that's like been a big part of what you've done.
Yeah. It's a fascination. Some may call it an obsession. I can't really help it. And it's because I feel everything. Mm-hmm. So if I want to live in a world that I like and I'm committed to enjoying my life to help bring about what I believe in, which is the golden age. So if I'm doing that part of it and I can feel every little bit, then I have to be helping or else it's painful.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Which means, you know, I take it the other way because I do like to be happy. I do like to enjoy my life. So how can we crank
it? It's a labor of love for you though, right?
Absolutely. Sure. Yeah, of course. And it's the most fun thing ever because that's what it's my purpose to do. One of them. So what do I get lost in? Going deep with people, talking about things, cracking it open, doing magic, working on the grids. And it's really fun to do something like drop a blessing on a grid. So just go bless a space and then see how it comes back through synchronicity, through funny little things you might see on a billboard or a random gift someone may give you or something like this. Once you start, like synchronicity, once you start having these things happen, it gets easier and easier. You trust it more and more, you know, and you get that tickle. You're like, hey, I feel like I should turn right now. And you just kind of do. And if I see cities and places as personalities, Los Angeles feels different than New York, feels different than San Francisco, feels different than the small town I grew up in. And there are layers. There's the culture. There's the history of the land. There's the weather. There's whether the land has been depleted or not. Mm-hmm. And so and there's the multidimensional entities that just happen to live in that region.
Right.
So depending on what you're aware of, I believe that if you can feel it and you have the power to heal it, especially if it hurts you, go to work. Feel it out.
Interesting. So we started talking about starseed wilding and then we got sidetracked. So tell just give me like the high level view of what you cover in the book.
Well, okay. So it's a third in the series. The first two were about my starseed awakening, which was, oh shit, this world is not what I thought. It's breaking out of the matrix, essentially. Mm-hmm. And then it took me 7 years to write this book. It took me under a month to write both of the first two. Well, each of the first two.
Wow.
And it's because I had to have so many experiences. And it's funny because I believe this book is shorter than the other two, but it's definitely more dense and packed. So you know how in times past, explorers would write field guides? And so it was part journal and part, I mean, they would even put diagrams and stuff in there. And that's what I feel like this is. It's an accounting of going through the different dimensions, talking to different multidimensional entities, how we met, what they're like. And the thing that's new in this book that I haven't done before and that I'm really into is that there's a lot of it where I'm talking directly to the reader. And for instance, there's consent in the beginning because there's some shadow work in the book. And basically, if you read it, it's going to change you if you let it. Or it can just be a book. But just so you know, there are codes woven in that are meant to crack you open and give you tools to navigate on greater spectral levels of life.
Wow.
So it's for the people who have multidimensional experiences and don't really know what to do with them. So many of us do, and we just tuck it into the shit I don't understand drawer. And that's why once you get into it around a campfire, everybody has a story. But when you're just getting a coffee, it's not up at the surface of your mind.
Right.
That's where my work is, the stuff in the periphery that people don't usually see, because some of us can't help but see it. If you got to see it and you got to deal with it, then it's better to know what you're doing. And I've learned that through trial and error. I just want to share and give people tools on how to navigate.
Super cool. Super, super cool. Where can people get it?
Right now they can get it on my website, charismolina.com, and it will be in print on Amazon stuff within the month or so.
Okay, cool. Exciting. Wow. So obviously with these, you know, daily episodes, we keep it relatively short. What else do you, you know, what else comes up for you in regards to this whole idea of leveling up and that, you know, it will be useful for people to hear and...
A couple things. First, allow yourself to be surprised. That's a great one to weave into the intention list. So whenever you're thinking of what you want at the end, of course, this and or better. And then shock me with the awesomeness. Feel free to surprise me.
Shock
impress
and awesomeness.
Impress me. That's the thing I like. I'm like, I want to be impressed. I want to walk out of this situation going, ooh, nice. And the other one is that when you're manifesting, Because a lot of times, if it is a true level up, there are going to be options available that weren't available before. Mm-hmm. So you don't necessarily know what to ask for. Because if you're going into a new world, there's going to be new stuff.
I just to interject real quick, because there's a quote written on the screen here that I just saved the other day, and I've never said it in a podcast, but when you're sitting here talking about what you ask for and be surprised, and there's a quote by Rob Bell that I came across that I loved, and I wrote it down. Isn't that a good one?
Yeah. Like,
it says, "I didn't ask for success. I asked for wonder." And I feel like that's what you're saying.
It is. One of the most common intentions that I find myself telling people over and over is cultivate wonder. Mm-hmm. If you cultivate wonder, your life gets better instantly.
Yeah.
Yeah. The feeling of wonder that a lot of us don't let ourselves feel when we're grown-ups.
Yep. That
but
magic.
You can. Like,
that magic, it's everything. And like so many people have cut themselves off from it. And now you have so many people who are awakening themselves and waking back and up to it. Like, oh, hold on. That, you know, starving inner child is ready to come back out and be nurtured again, right?
Yeah. So when you're thinking about what it is you want, because it's nice for you to have a GPS for your reality to roll on. If you don't know, that's fine. But it's likely you know some bit of it, even if it's just a feeling. How do I want to wake up in the morning? What do I want my XYZ relationships to feel like? How do I want to feel in my body? You can hold the end result. And
hold the vibration.
Yes, the vibration and the feeling. The most, in my opinion, powerful tool of the magician is emotional mastery, because that's what drives magic. Mm. Your mind gives it the shape, but then your emotion is what gives it the power. So hold it in space, hold how you want to feel inside, and then you'll start getting options. If you hold it for 1 second and then go back to this reality, learn to multitask a little bit better. So you can hold what you want and still interact masterfully where you are, and that will give you the steps. Yeah.
Wow. Powerful, powerful stuff. Wow. This has been awesome, Karis. It's goes so quick. You have so much good to share. Will you please come back as a regular co-host?
Always, always. You ask me and I will beam right in.
You'll teleport into my realm. I love it. I love it. I love it. So yeah, guys, definitely check out Karis's book. And you have like a YouTube page and stuff
I
like
do,
that.
Yeah, if they go to my website, it'll take them to all the places.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's KarisMolina.com.
Yep.
Awesome. Well, we have a song to level you guys up with today, synchronistically. It is a line. This is D-Rock the Menace. I really like this guy a lot. I definitely want to bring him to the Mystic Manor for a performance at some point. I feel that will happen. And getting the whole live experience with him, I think, will be powerful. So this is Level Up with 2Ps. Till next time, journey well. Love you all so, so much.
Diving in, I'm off the high board. Man, I'm off the Richter like I slipped the Fisher. How I tip the scale, shit, we do be superhuman, probably cyborg. I've been around you, cannot fathom, and you need to dive more. When I said for me, you that ready need to die more. Time's up, I'm up. 14 times knocking at the front door. Then the monsters open, take me in at a home. Pull from underneath the bed, shine me up, I'm all chrome. Like I'm Joel up in the Lotus on my Nepave, Shamalama Kushnama, best be ready. Shamalama Kushnama, I'm not ready. Fuck a master teacher, fuck debates and shit. Might as well be preaching, might as well be collecting plates and shit. I ride the highway of information. Mushrooms and Kundalini, DMT, I feel my chi. Rising to the top, I be like Satna, my fucking G. Voodoo, 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 naga, watch me notch my stature up. Voodoo, 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 watch a naga level up. Kung Fu. I think I'm out my mind, cause I'm about to climb to the top of this mountain.
out my mind, 'cause I've been wasting time, floating in my mind, like this fucking water burning. I think I'm out my mind, 'cause I've been wasting time, floating out my mind, like that fucking water bouncing. I think I'm out my mind, 'cause I've been wasting time, floating in my mind, like this fucking water.
You think you are? All that gas got you burning like a speeding star. Hit them high, hit them low, I make them raise the bar. Use a chicken, no limbo, see how much I break my back. But it's cool, I made a gold, I get the pot, fuck the bag. I'm just floating on this rug, smoking bud, doing match. I'm floating on this rug, full of monkeys, 'cause it's magic. When you beat me, give a hug, show me love, man, that's family.
I think I'm out my mind, 'cause I'm about to climb. Five blockers mountain, to get to the other side, water mountain.